Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Liverpool endte sesongen på en tredjeplass, og Gini Wijnaldum har sagt farvel. Her pausepraten mandag 24. mai ved Mari Lunde. For noen måneder siden var fjerdeplassen en fjern drøm. I går avsluttet Liverpool sesongen med en 2-0-seier over Crystal Palace, og når alle poeng og mål var telt opp, så var Liverpool på en tredjeplass. Liverpool gjorde jobben selv, og dermed trengte de ikke å følge med på Leicester og Chelsea sine resultater, men de tapte begge to sine respektive kamper. Chelsea tapte 2-1 mot Aston Villa, og Leicester tapte 4-2 mot Tottenham. Dermed gikk Liverpool forbi begge, og det var Brendan Rodgers og Leicester som havnet utenfor det gode selskap, ett poeng bak Chelsea. Men nok om dem, og tilbake til Liverpool. Det var duket for feststemning på Anfield søndag kveld, da Liverpool kunne ønske 10.000 tilskuere velkommen tilbake. Supporterne var spredt utover alle tribunene, og til tross for at det bare var en femtedel av stadionets kapasitet som var til stede, hørtes de godt. Det var ingen tvil om at Klopp likte å ha fansen tilbake.
To have the opportunity to do this, to have this last game in front of 10,000 people means really the world to us. And I have to say, don't want to blame the other 45,000, they are usually in here, but the 10,000 did a really good job today. When we came out, it felt like, oh, sold out. So that was absolutely incredible. It is so nice to have this experience again together. Everything is better when the people are in the stadium, and we are better when the people are in the stadium. That's how it is. We can fight more when people are in the stadium because they support us, they give us a boost, they help us. And that's really, that we did it without them makes the achievement even bigger, to be honest. But I don't want to try it a second time, if I'm 100% honest.
Dette sa Klopp på pressekonferansen om å klare tredjeplassen etter en veldig vanskelig sesong.
It's great. It's absolutely great. It's outstanding. I tell you that this season, and that's always... You can from outside you cannot really understand because we are just Liverpool. We have to perform, we have to win, we have to become champion, whatever. That was not possible for us this year. So you have to fight through, and you have to in the harder moments, you can learn the most. In the harder moments, you can show the most. We stuck together all the time. There was no argument or whatever about different things. We just knew some things are tough. We have to improve. That's true. We have to. But football is a game with is based on confidence. And we had not a lot of opportunities to gain confidence. We were constantly sorting problems. And that's so nice to see that we could use the last 10, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 weeks to give this season a proper turnaround.
Etter kampen ble det klart at det hadde vært dramatikk I dagene som ledet opp til søndag. Etter 3-0-seieren over Burnley hadde nemlig midtstoppervikar Reece Williams pådratt seg en hamstringsskade. Unggutten trente ikke på 3 dager, men kunne heldigvis spille avslutningskampen, noe man ikke var sikker på at han kunne for noen timer før kampstart. Også i kampen fikk de to midtstopperne kjørt seg, begge to fikk kuttskader over øynene. Etter kampen sto laget æresvakt for 2 menn. Først for kitman Graham Carter, som har hatt ansvaret for draktene til laget de siste 35 årene, og som nå pensjonerer seg. Og så var det Gino Wijnaldum som fikk sin avsked på banen. Nederlenderens kontrakt med Liverpool går ut denne sommeren, men det fortsatt ikke klart hvor veien går videre for 30-åringen. Men det ser altså ut som at hans tid i Liverpool definitivt over, og flere av lagkammeratene har tatt til sosiale medier og lagt ut hyllester til midtbanespilleren. I går kveld la Wijnaldum ut en avskjedsmelding til supporterne. Den litt kryptisk, han skriver blant annet at «Jeg hadde elsket å fortsette som Liverpool-spiller i mange år til, men dessverre gikk det annerledes. Jeg må starte på et nytt eventyr. Jeg har ikke signert for en annen klubb. Alle vet at alt kan skje i fotball. Situasjonen akkurat nå at fra 1. juli er jeg ikke Liverpool-spiller lenger. Jeg vil komme tilbake med min versjon av hvorfor det har blitt slik. Fansen fortjener å vite historien som ligger bak». Tottenhams Harry Kane ble sesongens toppskårer, en titel han har kjempet om mot Liverpools Mohamed Salah. Engelskmannen skåret 23 mål denne sesongen, egypteren skåret 22. Men Salah ser ikke ut til å deppe av den grunn, og da Kane la ut et bilde på Twitter der han takket lagkammeratene for støtten, benyttet Salah anledningen til å gratulere konkurrenten. I kveld kjemper Liverpools unggutter om sitt 5. FA Youth Cup-trofé. De har vunnet turneringen 4 ganger før, forrige gang var i 2019. I kveld spiller de finale mot Aston Villa. Kveldens finale vises på Viaplay og ved Sport 2. Avspark klokken 20.45. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.